In her book, The Soul of Southern Cooking, Kathy Starr calls soul food generous and earthy, like the people who created it. I'm not talking about small slivers of skinned chicken breasts surrounded by miniature carrots and radishes cut like roses. I'm talking about something to eat. Kansas Cityans know that they'll never walk out hungry from one of this town's soul food restaurants or buffets. Classic Southern cuisine, like fried chicken, greens, macaroni and cheese, and peach cobbler, are soul-soothing dishes. They may not be so good for your waistline, but they're nirvana for your spirit. On this edition of Central Standard Friday, the food critics will celebrate the soulfulness of Southern cooking. But first, the news. And you could argue that soul food, or all food, is good for the soul if it's good food. But soul food is a different category all its own. And in the second half of Central Standard Friday today, we'll be talking about soul food in Kansas City. But before we get to that, we're going to be talking about what we usually talk about on this edition of Central Standard Friday, restaurants and food new and old in Kansas City. I'm Charles Ferruzza. With The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is called Fat City, at pitch.com. And I'm joined by three very talented writers. And we'll start with Emily.
My name is Emily Ferris, and I'm from feedmekc.com, where we have the Feed Me Casey podcast, and we have just posted our one-year anniversary podcast.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm Mary Block. I have the blog Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com. It's also on Facebook, and I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
Very good.
And I'm Gloria Gale, 435 Magazine.
Very good. Let me think. Okay, we always try to, you know, at some point in the show, you know, get out the violins and talk about some sad news. And The Boot, which just in February turned 1 year old. It was the Italian restaurant, I believe, at 415 Westport Road, owned by Aaron Confessori and Richard Wiles, who also have the Westport Cafe and Bar. The Boot has been sold to a new owner who is not going to keep it as an Italian restaurant. So what do we say? Ciao?
Ciao.
Ciao to The Boot.
Oh, it's too bad. Yeah. They're such nice guys and they work so hard.
And I loved their food and they had great cocktails.
They did.
I like the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their happy hour, they had great meatballs. They were like a dollar for a meatball, I think.
Well, the good news is in that there is a silver lining to the dark cloud, which is that they will be moving some of the Italian brunch dishes over to the Westport Cafe and Bar brunch.
Oh, good.
That is good news.
So
yeah.
That would include the apple fritters, the short rib ravioli, and what am I leaving out? Something very important that I can't think of right now. But I thought it was a great brunch, and I'm glad they're moving some of those dishes. So, Emily, where have you been?
So I went to a place that is probably one of my favorite restaurants in the Kansas City metro area, Justice Drugstore. It's in Smithville, which is north of Kansas City off of 169 Highway. But I didn't do the typical three-hour, very pricey but worth it dinner at Justice Drugstore. I sat on the patio, which is a new kind of summery concept that the chef and owner, Jonathan Justice, started doing a couple summers ago. And so he recently reopened the patio for the season and sat on the patio and had kind of bar-type food, wings and burgers and ribs and fries. And Mary, the fries are very good. And cocktails at Justice Drugstore on the patio. And it was really great. They're still working out some kinks because they've just reopened for the season. But the burger is fantastic, a Kobe burger with lots of sides and condiments. And I love having the option of, I said, I want the burger, medium, give me every condiment you have. And everything came out in little ramekins. And
did you get cheese on it?
I did. I got chateau cheese.
Oh, how lovely.
It was delightful. And the fries, usually when I go out, I feel like I have to ask for my fries extra crispy, but I wasn't going to do it here, and they were perfectly crispy. And in addition to this bar menu, which is sort of small now, but I talked to Jonathan Justice, and he said as more seasonal items become available, they will incorporate them into this bar menu with more salads and vegetables. You can also order off of the Justice Drugstore dessert menu. So out on the patio, you order off of this patio menu that he's calling East Side, and it has starters and salads and sandwiches, and they do specials. So he was serving last night brisket, a Kobe beef brisket, and ribs, and there's a pork chop for entrees and lots of sandwiches. And then we ordered a fancy carrot beignet off of the
that
regular
really
Justice.
That sounds really good, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have the address for Justice Drugstore?
I do. It is 106 West Main Street in Smithville. And if you take 169 north from Kansas City, you'll see a sign for Junction DD, and you'll turn right, and it'll be a few blocks that way on your left. And the patio is first come, first serve basis. I think they open at 5 o'clock.
Very good. Mary, where have you been around the block?
Near my own block, at the corner of Warnell and Gregory and Waldo, I finally made it to Louis Wine Dive.
Yeah.
And we were there at happy hour. We didn't order off the happy hour menu, but it was not as loud as I've heard everybody talk about it being. It was quite pleasant at that hour. They had nice tunes, mm-hmm. and it was very right. pleasant. The owners and servers are so friendly and so passionate about what they do. It was really fun to talk to them. On Monday nights, they have a wine fire sale. Their basic concept is you can open, they'll let you open any bottle of wine as long as you commit to two glasses. So by the end of the weekend, they have a lot of bottles left over. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, they have a fire sale and discount all those wines by the glass.
Do you know what the address of that Louis Wine Dive is?
You know, I just wrote down corner of Warnell and Gregory.
Well, that's where
Gregory.
It is, so yeah.
And I had a Reuben that was quite good. The French fries were nothing special, but I thought the Reuben was really good. Tom had a wild mushroom ragu with vegetables, which was fine, nothing exciting, but I would go back. I enjoyed it. And I also went to Exwa Brasserie downtown mm-hmm. at 1006 Walnut. It's in the Commerce Arcade, although it does have an outside entrance as well.
I think that's a very charming restaurant.
I do, too. And it gets better as the night comes on because it's really pretty in the evening when it's lit with their nice bulbs and everything. And it's a great place to go if you want to be able to have a conversation. You know, it might not be the most exciting food in the world, but you can talk in there.
What nights is it open for dinner now? I mean, I know they've cut back a couple nights. Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay,
I was there
up.
On a Wednesday night, and okay. I know it was open then. They have the same good roasted chicken that they have at the one in Crestwood. The French onion soup was a disappointment. It kind of just tasted like beef broth. But everything else we had, everybody
Where
really
were those
enjoyed.
Onions? I want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that's where I've been.
All right. And before we get to Gloria Gale, I want to remind our listeners, you are listening to Central Standard Friday at KCUR. And you could reach us by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org.
Or send us a tweet at KCURCST.
And so far, we've talked about Justice Drugstore, which is at 106 West Main Street in Smithville, Missouri.
Missouri.
Louis Wine Dive. It's at the corner of Warnell and Gregory in Waldo, Missouri. And Exwa Brasserie, which is downtown at 1006 Walnut. And now that brings us to Miss 435 herself.
Yes. Well, yesterday I went to the Basha Mediterranean Cuisine, and it's at 7016 West 105th, which is basically the 103rd Metcalf 103 Shopping Center, right next to
what used to be there. Did you figure it out? Because this is new.
It was a hair salon.
I don't know if I like that or not.
No remnants remain, and it's dark and very pretty, and it's like you're stepping into the Kasbah. In fact, they have a little banquette area where you can sit on ottomans and cushions in the back.
Do they have hookahs?
I was going to just say no hookahs.
Oh.
And Mo, who is Jordanian, and Nader, who is Egyptian, are running this with... it's their first dabble, I believe, into the restaurant biz. But anyway, I had the works, everything I can pronounce, barely, is, you know, I had the falafel kibbeh, which is a crispy shell of cracked wheat stuffed with stuff, and baba ganoush, which was wonderful. And I had this wonderful Egyptian drink with, it's a juice that's something with hibiscus in it. Have you ever had it? It is out of this world. And
was there a little alcohol in it,
no,
too?
No, they don't have a liquor license
yet. That's good to know.
And then I had the shawarma, chicken shawarma, and kebabs, and it was all really delicious.
What does the word basha mean?
It means aristocratic.
Well, how appropriate for you to be there.
And so people who have... I don't know. You have to go talk to them. But there's an Egyptian chef, and she doesn't speak English. So, but it's good. And then the baklava was wonderful. And then they had this neat shredded phyllo pastry called kunafa. Somebody's going to call in because it's really interesting. It's not really sweet. So it was fun, and I think that they're going to do well there. It's good. A great location. And then also, I wanted to tell you that Chaco's closed.
I know it. Well, yeah. No, wait. I thought they were closing on the 27th.
Well, not yet. Yeah,
okay,
they will be closing. Yeah. So their family's moving on to other things. And then the other thing
for our listeners who have not been to Chaco's, which is a bakery in Mission, do you know what the address is? It's on Johnson Drive,
it's
I believe.
It's on Johnson Drive. I really don't.
Well, I guess you don't need the address anymore.
Yeah. Well, they will be open to the 27th, and they used to have wonderful, wonderful baked goods. Yeah,
they did.
Which I just found out they only had the cinnamon rolls on Saturday, which, you know.
I know. I went in a couple weeks ago hoping to get some good pastries, and
nothing, huh?
No. Ixnay.
Yeah, but you can't, you could have ordered... They did cake orders, and you could do pre-orders for things, which is really nice.
Yeah. So. Also, it's, the fifth year for events in the summertime, pairing all sorts of wonderful chefs with great food at Green Dirt Farm. So you can go up there and make arrangements to meet and sit in this beautiful barn at twilight and drink and eat with, I don't know, 50 of your closest friends. But it's really interesting.
Are those dinners listed online and on the website?
They are. And they start on the 27th and 28th. And here's an example, Farmstead Cheese and Amigoni Urban Winery.
Yeah, so that's, you've got the cheese appreciation events.
Yes, right.
The dinners haven't been posted
yet. Right.
Just the cheese events, which are in the afternoon. Not in the evening.
And when the dinners go on sale, they sell out in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, and each one of these themed events will be back-to-back Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5. So if you just want to go up for... It's off the beaten track.
It's
worth it. Yeah.
I want to remind our listeners that in the second half of this show, we're going to be talking about soul food, and we want to know where you go for the best soul food. We're already getting calls about this subject. You can join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888 or 816-235-2888, which is the same number, and send an email to centralstandard@kcur.org.
Or send us a tweet at KCURCST.
I want to remind you, if you all don't know this, that the very first national restaurant critic was Duncan Hines. People think he was a cake mix. There really was a real Duncan Hines from, I believe, 1880 to 1959. Those were the years he lived, anyway. Mm-hmm. And the cake mixes came about that 1950s. More or less. Duncan Hines was a traveling salesman who started keeping a list of all the good restaurants he went to, and he would mail that list out to his friends in his Christmas card. And the list became so popular that it turned into a very popular book called The Adventures in Good Eating. Anyway, a young writer who is a fellow at KU is going to be giving a lecture, because he's written a book on Duncan Hines, Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Central Library. If you want to know more about the first great restaurant critic in America, Duncan Hines. The lecture is open at the Central Library downtown. So I say we take this first phone call. It is about soul food, but we'll get to the meat of the issue here. Frank, you're on the air with us.
Hello.
Hey, Frank, where have you been?
Everywhere. No. The last, my wife gets to listen to your show a lot, and she was listening, and you were talking about, I think it was buffets at that time, and somebody mentioned Delhi's and their fried chicken. And she said, somebody else said, yeah, it's the best fried chicken I've ever had. And I said, I find that hard to believe. My mom's has always been the best. But she took me there, and I have to admit, it is the best fried chicken I have ever had. And their fried chicken, fried fish, there's not a greasy thing on the menu. I don't know how they do it, but it's juicy, delicious, and non-greasy.
Frank, do you happen to know what the address of Delhi's is?
No, it's on, and I knew you were going to ask me that. I think it's on State Avenue right off of 435 on the Kansas side.
Right, right. It's in Kansas City, Kansas. We will get the address for you.
It is 8055 State Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas.
Great. Mm-hmm. And what another great thing about Delhi's is it's extremely inexpensive and it's all you could eat.
Yes, so. And it was wonderful, and the service was great, and just everything was perfect. It's very rare that I get to say that about a place that I've eaten.
That's great. Well, thank you, Frank. Thank you for sharing with us. We are taking your calls, whether you're talking about new restaurants or old favorites you've been to, or you can hop on our theme for the show, which is about soul food in Kansas City. At the second half, I've got some new and interesting places to talk about. I do understand, I have not been there yet, that the Peachtree Buffet has reopened.
Uh-huh.
So that's worth a trip.
I went to the Peachtree when it was down in 18.
Right, 18
yeah.
The Paseo.
Yeah, and it was good.
Yeah, it's very good.
It didn't.
The buffet was classic, you know, on Eastwood Traffic Way. Mm-hmm. But we'll be talking more about that. We are taking your calls, 816-235-2888. I'm trying to think what fascinating new places I have been to.
You've been to the Parisi Cafe.
I've been to the Parisi Cafe in the Park Place Shopping Center. And I can't remember. I don't think I actually ate a sandwich or anything. I think I had a cookie or something like that. The only thing that I really remember about the Parisi Cafe is A, that it's very, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But B, that they have cocktails on tap like
yes.
a soda fountain,
mm-hmm.
which I don't drink, so I didn't have one. But
yeah.
That fascinated me. Pre-mixed cocktails. I don't know, as a former bartender, what I think about that.
Well, I don't know. I just have had the coffee, and I've had a couple of their pastries, but which some of them they make in-house and others they don't. But it's very pretty.
Yeah.
The wine on tap is a big new thing, and that mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense. Excuse me, because they last longer in kegs, and the air doesn't get in.
We talked about that briefly on another show, but there are places doing wine on tap, and you can have a card and get a 1 ounce pour, 2 ounce pour, 3, 6.
Oh yeah, where's that place that does
that? That's at Cellar and Loft. It's down in the River Market on Walnut Street.
And they like give you a little credit card.
Well, they don't get So you put down I think a $3 deposit, and you get a card, and then you put as much money as you want on it, and you can go up to the little wine. It's kind of like a wine kegerator almost, and you put your card in. It's somewhere between a vending machine and a kegerator, and much classier though. You put your card in and you pick the wine that you want and the size pour that you want, and that amount gets deducted from your card, and you can just keep loading it and keep trying wines.
Do you sample the wines in actual glasses or plastic glasses?
Yes, they give you real wine glasses.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like, we're part of a wine club there, and they do tastings almost every night, and they do scotch tastings and wine tastings, and if you're a member, you get to go to the tastings for free, and they always have food out, cheese and crackers and pâtés. It's a pretty good deal.
Hmm. Very good.
And you get wine on your front porch every month.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Anton's and Louis Wine Dive have the kegs, and Amigoni's tasting room has it, and Affair has Amigoni's wine on tap.
We have a call. We have Joanna in Leavenworth. Joanna?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to tell you about a place called the Rusty Horse Tavern. It's in Parkville Commons in Parkville, Missouri. And they opened up sometime last year, I think it was. But they have gourmet burgers, and their food touches my soul, so I figured it qualified for the soul food
That's
conversation.
True.
They've got a burger that has, it's like a breakfast burger. I don't know what it is, but it's got a fried egg on it, and it's a hamburger combination, and it is absolutely the most wonderful hamburger combination I have ever had in my life. And all their food is good, but especially that one burger. So I wanted to call and make sure people knew about that place.
Fried eggs on burgers are a big thing right now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very English.
Is that right? Well, I think the chef's name is Miguel or something.
Yeah.
Kevin Heaton owns that restaurant, I believe it is too. But his menus are always great. He also owns Stone Canyon Pizza there in Parkville, which I eat at a lot too. But if you haven't tried those gourmet burgers, you really ought to go to the Rusty Horse Tavern.
All right. Well, thank you, Joanna. And the chef she was talking about was Miguel Sanchez, who used to run that restaurant called Honey Mom's downtown with his wife, Susan Welling. Mm. And, they moved back here from California recently. Let's go to Jim. Jim in Independence.
Charles, how are you?
Hey, is this the Jim I think it is?
I haven't seen you since Bo Link. How are things going?
Well, Jim is somebody who I went to high school with in Indianapolis. He was on the dean's list, and I was in detention hall. that is the bulk of our relationship. Jim, you have a good question for us.
I do have a good question, but before I ask the question, I got to tell you, I've got five or six menus for you from 1979, 1980, from the Magic Pan Crepery, Uncle Munchie's, the Lobster Pot. You'll get a kick out of these. I'll get them to you somehow.
I can't wait. Just give me a call at the pitch. Okay, so you're looking for good greens?
Give me three good places where I could go find some greens, Charles, and I'll take my answer off the air because I have an incoming.
Okay.
Greens or grains?
Greens.
Greens.
Because we are talking about soul food. And greens, Niecy's on Troost,
yes.
64th and Troost. Niecy's restaurant has delicious greens.
Papa Lou's?
You were reading my mind. Papa Lou's Soul Delicious Buffet on 12th Street, 12th and... what is the cross street? Forgive me. Not Prospect.
We'll find it.
Someone's going to call us. Mm-hmm. Papa Lou's Soul Delicious has wonderful greens. I'm sure the Peachtree Buffet still has wonderful greens.
And you know, it's not considered a classic soul food restaurant, but Rye is serving a lot of soul food, and they have greens.
I had their greens.
Yep, they have fried chicken, they have shrimp and grits.
And they put a rye egg,
on their hamburger, yeah.
Well, no, in the greens.
Oh.
So, and it was good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you where I had interesting greens, not traditional by any means, at Renee Kelly's Harvest Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
She has a bowl of molasses greens, not as sweet as you might think, just enough kind of a molasses flavor to kind of cut the bitterness of the greens. But if I remember, they weren't collard greens. It was bok choy, or rather pak choy, and some other kind of green, and they were wonderful. So
yum.
Those are good suggestions, I think.
Yeah.
We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. You know, I find greens to be seriously a very restorative dish. I always feel better after I eat a bowl of greens. Preferably with cornbread.
Unless they're sitting in cream, and then you're not going to feel so much better.
Oh, I don't. How can you?
It balances out, Mary. You know, green.
I don't like greens with cream either. I mean, you're talking about like cream spinach or something
like
that.
Or just really creamy. Mm-hmm. Like the.
They get lost.
Greens, yeah. They do get lost in the cream.
No cream for me.
Yeah.
816-235-2888. We have not had one email yet, and I'm kind of bereft about that. The email address is centralstandard@kcor.org. We are talking about soul food in Kansas City. And I was trying to remember, Mary, and you might be able to help me here. All of you maybe, there was a very famous soul food restaurant in downtown Kansas City.
Are you thinking of the Three Friends?
Well, that further down than that.
Okay.
But I do want to put up belated. Three Friends was on Prospect, 25th and Prospect, I think. It was wonderful.
When Tom and I got married more than 30 years ago, somebody gave us a party there. And
that was
my first introduction to...
And I bet the food was delicious.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, the best fried chicken, I must say.
Yeah.
No, there was a place.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I want to say it was Sylvia's, but it wasn't Sylvia's. Somebody's going to have to call in and tell us. It was closer to, I don't want to say it was closer to Independence Avenue or Benton Boulevard or someplace like that. But the number, if you remember what I'm trying to talk about, is 816-235-2888. I wonder if there's ever been a soul food restaurant in Johnson County.
Hmm. Probably not.
I don't think so. now, there is an upscale soul food restaurant in Kansas City, and that would be Magnolia's. Mm-hmm. And Magnolia's is...
29th and Holmes.
2932 Cherry.
Yeah. It's lovely food.
Mm-hmm. And they're open for dinner just a few nights a week and then
lunch. The Sunday brunch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And lunch the other day.
And it's kind of a bistro. I think they call it a bistro, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And one thing to keep in mind, and I wish I would have known before I went to Magnolia, it's bring your own wine or beer or whatever you want to drink.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to it. We have a call about Magnolia's. Jenny?
Yes. My had not heard anyone mention Magnolia, so the timing is good. We're just talking about it. I've been there a couple of times for brunch and found the food absolutely delicious, especially the gumbo.
Oh, I've had the gumbo. It's quite good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exceptional. And they have a waffle with some bourbon pecan butter that is delicious. So I would suggest getting there early enough on a Sunday to beat the after-church crowd because the staff is rather small and it might take a long time to serve, but the food's worth waiting for.
That's great. And that is Magnolia's Bistro. And what is the address again, Mary?
2932 Cherry.
And that's and they have a patio too, I believe, don't they? Or can you sit at a table outside? Or am I?
You know, I was there in the winter, so I didn't pay any attention.
Someone's going to have to tell us that. Mm-hmm. All right. What did you like about that place, Emily?
It felt cozy. It almost felt like I was in somebody's house, larger house, but yeah. In someone's house having dinner. And the staff was super nice. And I remember most of all the key lime pie.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, yes. It was amazing.
All right. And I'm having a complete brain lapse.
Senior moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We are going to take a short break. When we return, we'll be diving into soul food and taking your calls on where you find the best that the city has to offer. Central Standard Friday returns in a moment. And welcome back. This is Central Standard Friday, the Restaurant Critics Edition. You are joined by me, Charles Ferruza, Mary Block from Around the Block and various other blocks, Emily Ferris from Feed Me KC, which your podcast just celebrated its first anniversary.
Yes, 1 year of crazy, weird podcasts.
Who is the most recent podcast? Is it an interview?
No, it was just us looking back on all of our shenanigans over the last year.
And there have been many.
There have been many. And your name is brought up many times on that, on the 1 year anniversary podcast.
Will I listen with embarrassment?
No, I'm the one who should be embarrassed. It's a lot of bloopers and outtakes.
Okay.
Listen for a good laugh. This one's for the true fans.
Okay. It won't be a laugh on your former guests?
No, not at all. But we do look back on our favorite moments in Kansas City food and... yeah, it's interesting.
I will go to it today. And Miss Gloria Gale.
Yes.
From 435.
Right.
Which used to be 435 South, and now it's 435 Around the World.
Right, so it opens up a whole new universe.
We do have a full switchboard. We are talking about soul food. I just want to remind our listeners, we try to repeat the restaurants we have talked about previously in this show. We have talked about... Gloria Gale talked about a new Middle Eastern restaurant in Johnson County called The Basha, and that is at 7016 West 105th Street. Then we talked about Delhi's, that's D-E-L hyphen H-I apostrophe S. It's a soul food buffet at 8055 State Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. We also talked about Magnolia's Bistro, and that is
2932 Cherry.
Great. We have an email from Judy reminding us that the closed closed soul food restaurant on Benton or Prospect near the old baseball stadium was Ruby's Soul Food.
Right.
Ruby's.
So, yes. We are talking about soul food. Where is your favorite dish? Where is your favorite soul food in Kansas City? Join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888 or send us an email to centralstandard@kcor.org. And we're going to go to Jason and Olathe.
Good morning, everybody.
Jason, where should we go to?
We got to go to Sweet Peas. It just opened up in Olathe, right there at Santa Fe and Ridgeview. I think it's been open up 2 weeks now.
Now, is Sweet Peas a chain?
No, it's not. It's an individual owned.
And what's good about it?
They have the best fried fish, and yes, we're talking about greens. They have some really good fresh greens and homemade bread and peach cobbler.
Yum.
All right. And it's relatively new?
Recently new. I think it's probably been about 2 weeks now.
Okay.
And so that answers our question that there is a soul food restaurant
in Johnson County.
Surprise.
Hey, thank you, Jason. That's good news to know. I think Charles has an answer to us about Papa Lou's Soul Delicious.
Yes. Papa Lou's is located there at 12th and Brooklyn.
All right. Do you go there?
Yes, I do. I go there quite a bit. They have a nice buffet there. Also, they're one of the few restaurants that still serve chitterlings.
That's right.
And they're great. They're delicious. And also, you were mentioning about another soul food restaurant. I'm not sure if this is the one, but they had a very popular one at Truman Road in Brooklyn called Ruby's.
Ruby's, that's right. It was at Truman Road, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's been closed for quite a while now, but it was great.
Yes, it was. She had great food, and also there was Maxine's at
Benton. Benton
exactly.
Boulevard, yeah.
So you said Cheddar Links at Papa Lou's?
Yes.
Can you explain to those of us who don't know what a cheddar link is?
A cheddar link, like chitlins. Chitlins.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is a vernacular. And I don't ever think I've seen chitlins actually on the buffet. Do you have to order them separately?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. They're not included in the buffet. That's correct.
And Charles, why don't you explain to our panelists what chitterlings or chitlins are?
Okay, actually, those are hog intestines, but they're great. They're very good. That's an old soul food recipe from back in the old days.
Let me just say that I used to have them at the Three Friends Restaurant Prospect, and they're really much, much better with some good hot sauce.
Yes, they are hot sauce, cornbread, and coleslaw.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you, Charles. Let's go to, is it Bill in Lee Summit?
Yes.
Hey, Bill, what do you want to tell us about?
Catfish restaurant in Lee Summit, Turks.
Turks?
It's on the west side of Douglas, just about two blocks south of 470, back in a little strip center behind the Wendy's. And they've got great fried catfish and chicken, along with all the soulful side dishes.
What? I've seen that strip mall near the Wendy's. What else is in there?
You mean other stores?
Yeah. I'm trying to get a landmark here.
I'm kind of drawing a blank.
Okay.
The Wendy's, it'd be just north of where the police station is there.
I should know that. They've stopped me. Yeah, okay.
it's kind of cattywampus off of Lee Summit North High School there in that little center.
But it's actually on it's actually on Douglas, correct?
Yeah, it's on Douglas, but it's back off the street in the little strip center.
And Turks is T-U-R-K apostrophe S?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Turks.
Yes, sir.
And is that new?
It's been there about a year, I think. Before it was Turks, I think it was a location for, was it Latifah's? Something like that, and then the proprietor changed, and they changed the name. But it's they've got great fish, and I think it's Tuesdays. Their lunch special is like two pieces of fish and a couple of sides for like $4.99. It's real reasonable.
Sounds great. Hey, thank you so much, Bill.
It looks like it's an old Lufty's site.
I wonder.
Yeah. And apparently, possibly one of the old partners. In Lufty's has opened. And it's Turks Fish and Chicken.
Turks Fish and Chicken on Douglas in Lee Summit. Luffy's is actually going to open a new location on 63rd Street in the shopping center that is now called, I think, Penner Plaza. Mm. Let's go to Tim in Lawrence. Tim.
Hi.
Hey, thank you for waiting. What do you have to tell us?
I hear a lot of talk about Kansas City, but people tend to forget Lawrence, I feel like. There's a great restaurant at the corner of 8th and Vermont, just off of Mass Street here in Lawrence. It's called Terrebonne. They serve some of the best hush puppies and gumbo that I have ever had.
Now, can you tell me how you spell the name of the restaurant?
Oh, shoot. Terrebonne,
okay.
I think.
Beautiful land, I think that would be, wouldn't mm-hmm. it? Translated, Terrebonne. Okay, at 8th and Vermont. What else do they have that's good?
Po' boys. Mm-hmm. I do believe they've got crawfish, alligator, then some of your more run-of-the-mill po' boys that we'd be having here in the middle of the country, I guess is a good way of putting it.
It sounds good.
The fancy grilled cheese with sun-dried tomato pesto, a couple different kinds of cheeses. And one of the more interesting things I find about that specific sandwich is they'll take the Parmesan and they'll actually put it on the bread and grill it into the bread as opposed to putting it in the middle of the sandwich.
That's great. I'm ready to go there. Yep. Okay. Well, thank you, Tim. And that is Terrebonne at 8th and Vermont in Lawrence. Katie called to say that the best soul food restaurant in Kansas City is the Peachtree Buffet, which is recently reopened on Eastwood Trafficway, close to I-435. They do great greens and macaroni and cheese, and I will say that if they're as good as the old Peachtree Buffet, then they certainly would be. Nancy writes to share that she would eat breakfast every Saturday at Maxine's. It was good food, and they had a great jukebox. There were a lot of regulars, and Maxine was always cooking. Mm-hmm. Did any of you eat at Maxine's on Benton Boulevard? Mm. Well, you know. Farewell.
Right.
816-235-2888. I've got a place I just stumbled on recently. Ms. R's Cafe at 720 Quindaro Boulevard in Kansas City, Kansas. She has been serving soul food for 28 years in a little tiny place. There's only like two tables and a counter. But every day she has something different. The day I was there, I think the specials were a turkey leg or neck bones or smothered Salisbury steak or smothered pork chops, and they were all delicious with really good greens, mm-hmm. really good cobbler. Shout out to Ruth Scover, the R in Mrs. R's, and that place is just great. Mm. Tiny as could be.
How'd you find that one?
Let's just say I stumbled upon it.
Okay.
Mrs. R's Cafe in Kansas City, Kansas. Mm-hmm. We are taking your phone calls and your emails. Karen just emailed us at kcor.org, Central Standard, I should say, at kcor.org. Another fan of Papa Lou's, Soul Delicious, 2128 East 12th Street. And if you love it, I got to tell you, it's great. And they're so friendly in there. Evan asked in an email, my work takes me all over the country, and I always seek out restaurants offering my favorite soul food pairing, chicken and waffles. Are you aware of any place in the Kansas City area that features good chicken and waffles?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
There are a lot of them now.
Uh-huh. Well, the Hollywood Casino, believe it or not, in the Marquee Cafe has it, and it's wonderful. So
now, do they
you
have,
be hungry.
Do they... Or do they have chicken tenders, or is it an actual chicken breast?
No, it's a chicken breast, right. And it's delicious.
Didn't we have some at Niecy's?
We had chicken and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, okay.
I think we ordered waffles separately.
Okay, but you can get chicken and waffles at Niecy's at 64th and Troost.
Yeah. And Beer Kitchen in Westport does a really nice chicken and waffles. It's a little fancy. They put herbs in their waffle, but it is so good, and it's bone-in chicken with waffles.
And Graham and Dunn has a great rendition, too, with homemade hot sauce, and that's on the plaza.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Shelley writes in an email, Lutfi's does a great fried fish. I think we'll all agree with that. Mm-hmm. But they also have very tasty sides, including greens. I've had their greens. They're first rate. Their food is inexpensive. The fried fish is never greasy. And the blackened fish is delicious. I have had the, I think I've had everything there. Mm-hmm. And the newer one, the newest one, which is on Main Street, about 28th in Main, maybe? Or no, maybe
it's a little further south.
30-something.
30-something in Main. Can you look that
I'm
up?
I'm looking it up right now.
Is maybe the biggest and fanciest of the Lutfi's restaurants. Listen, it was a, it's always a joy to go in there. The food is so good. Mm. Jennifer wonders on Facebook, is there a soul food place that serves barbecue or a barbecue joint that serves soul food?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. It sometimes, like the gentleman who called in, who was talking about more of the Cajun pairing, you know, like at Danny's Big Easy.
Right.
You know, that is, I don't know if it's soul food or not. It seemed more Cajun to me, but.
Well, there's some crossover there.
There is some crossover, so.
And I have an address for the Lutfi's. It's 3037 Main, so it's at 30th.
Great.
You're very close.
Someone's going to have to call in at 816-235-2888 and help Jennifer answer her question. Is there a soul food restaurant that serves barbecue or a barbecue joint that serves soul food?
I go back to Rye. They have fried chicken, mm-hmm. they have barbecue, and they have
and
mac and cheese.
Yeah, that's right. True.
And Rye is at
105th and Mission.
Okay. In Mission Farms.
Very good.
And they have great cottage fries also.
You're the queen.
You're the queen of
Yeah, and, it, potato and if, queen. If French fries count as soul food, then I've got lots of recommendations.
I would say some kind of fried potato would be officially.
And cottage fries, I think, would fit into that. Maybe Absolutely. Not like traditional.
Good for your soul, bad for your heart.
Exactly.
And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. And we've gotten a lot of emails at centralstandard@kcor.org. And we are wondering the answer to Jennifer's question, is there a soul food place that serves barbecue?
I don't know.
There's something on the tip of my mind that tells me at least barbecued chicken.
Well, you know, when we went to Niecy's, I had a barbecue brisket.
That counts.
Yep.
I think that is one of the featured specials that they don't have every day. Mm-hmm. I will say this about Niecy's, and they do have wonderful specials every day. Like they'll have the best oxtail you will ever find in Kansas City. And they have, oddly enough, one of my very favorite lasagnas in Kansas City.
It's
really good. We are taking your phone calls. But I guess that would be the closest thing.
Yeah. And didn't we learn that they have a new location that's staying open really late and serving?
Yes. And I think I want to say that is on 85th Street near where the old Stroud's used to be, I believe.
That sounds right. And they're staying open late, and it's more of a lounge.
Yeah, but they do serve food.
And they'll serve food late into the night.
And that is the new Niecy's. You know, the thing about soul food is, you know, it's not very good for your waistline, but it's good for your spirit.
There you go.
You know, it's the true American comfort food.
That's right.
Let's go to Maria in Kansas City, Kansas.
Hi. Yeah, I was just calling in and to talk about why I no longer eat actually at soul food or any other restaurants, or particularly fast food places, but particularly soul food as a Black American. And you just mentioned it. You talked about waistline, but as many people know, we're having epidemics of health crisis in our society. And I don't mean to rain on anybody's parade. I enjoy your show, but sometimes I do cringe a little as someone who's recovering from, I had gallbladder surgery in 2010, and then family with heart disease and diabetes and cancer. But a lot of these diseases are exacerbated by our American diet, and particularly Black Americans are being more hit by these diseases than the average Americans, you know, folks.
Right. And I think, Maria, the point that needs to be made, and you're right, is that these dishes were never, ever meant, at least historically, to be eaten every day. They were often, you know, Sunday afternoon meals or special meals. You know, someone who eats fried chicken every day, well, you know, they're doomed. And I think these are special occasion meals, which is what makes them so soulful.
That's why we only come on the air every other week to talk about these
Absolutely.
Huge meals that we have.
And let's go to Phil in, I don't know where Phil's calling from. Phil?
Kansas City.
All right. And what are you going to tell us?
One of the best, if not the best, soul food restaurant in town is the Peachtree Buffet and the Peachtree Restaurant on Correct. Eastwood Traffic Way.
Correct.
And they also serve barbecue, not every day, but some days.
Is it barbecued brisket or barbecued chicken or sometimes both?
Brisket, I know.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the chicken piece, and the owner is a good friend of mine, so...
Well, I agree with you. It's a wonderful restaurant, and I have not been back since the buffet reopened. Did it reopen in the space that it used to be in?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. I'm looking forward to going back there.
And the weekend, they actually carve the meats.
Oh, great. Okay.
So it's a little more upscale than mm-hmm. it used to be.
Great. Hey, thank you so much.
And to the lady that just called, anything that you eat, I don't care what it is, should be done in moderation.
Yes.
That's part of the obesity problem in my community is that, you know, we don't do things in moderation.
I think that's a problem in any community, and certainly in my fat community it is. Anyway, but thank you for the phone call, Phil. Moderation, that's a word I really need to, you know, address more
it's
often.
It's good for us not long after our show on
yes.
buffets.
Jack in Kansas City, Missouri, you have an answer for Jennifer's question?
Absolutely. Actually, it's just down the street from the Peachtree, and we're talking about the guy. Do you remember Oscar's Barbecue?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is the son of Oscar.
Oh, is this Big T's?
Absolutely.
And is this, on Blue Ridge, or what is the address?
Blue Parkway,
yes. I love their barbecue there. And do they have soul food side dishes?
They've got greens. They've got sweet potato pie, mm-hmm. Various soul food dishes along the side. But it's, you know, as you say, great barbecue, too.
Hey, that's great. It's a really good place. Thank you so much for that recommendation. We've got a whole bunch of emails here. Mm. Jeff writes, they don't market it as soul food, but Go Chicken Go, and there's three locations locally owned, is the premier place for fried gizzards or livers and homemade hot sauce. You know, Go Chicken Go, it's a classic. Mm-hmm. Speaking of moderation, I don't allow myself to go anymore because I can't be very moderate.
Mm-hmm.
Craig writes in an email, have you talked about Magnolias today? Yes, we have.
Yeah.
And what is the address again of Magnolias, Mary?
2932 Cherry.
He writes that.
I'm going to be sleeping with that address tonight, I can tell.
He loves the red velvet waffles, the country bacon and fried chicken, great homemade sweet potato ravioli, and the greens are sublime. Jim, if you're still listening, Magnolias, the greens are sublime. Mm-hmm. Anything we've been missing, do you think?
Well, I think we've kind of covered it. Somebody else knows something that's popping up.
You know, I want to know what people's favorite items are. We get a lot of calls about the Peachtree Buffet. What are your favorite items? I've never been. So what should
I'll
I pile on my plate?
The cobbler.
The cobbler is great.
I want to tell you something. The best bread pudding I've ever had in my entire life. You don't like the bread pudding?
I don't like bread pudding.
Oh, okay.
It's not theirs that I don't like.
It?
No.
Okay,
and,
I don't like fruit in my bread pudding.
I don't care for bread pudding either, but this is almost like a bread pudding souffle. It's so delicious.
I don't like souffles either.
Okay. Mary.
That leaves Mary out.
Just send her for the french fries.
I just like dense chocolate.
do have Peachtree wonderful fried chicken and macaroni and cheese and greens and all the things. And, you know, I will take you there, Emily, when I'm in one of my more immoderate moments, okay?
Fair enough. We'll walk there.
We might have to. I want to remind our listeners that last week was the celebration of life for our good friend Walt Bodine, and Walt Bodine started this show, and we were all introduced to radio through Walt Bodine, and I thought as a farewell, in the last minutes of the show, we want to give a tribute to Walt Bodine because he, by the way, he loved soul food except fried chicken because he did not eat chicken. But he liked all the other. He loved the side dishes. And Walt was a shout out to Walt Bodine. And one of us has to have a bowl of chili in his honor.
Or a malt.
Or a malt. By the way, that reminds me that Ricky's Pit Barbecue in Kansas City, Kansas. It is on 3800 Leavenworth Road. I stopped by there this week. And that was also a favorite place of Walt's, Ricky's Pit Barbecue. It's moved from a couple locations, but they had the best chili I have ever had in my life. In my life, it was the most wonderful chili. So who would have thought? I've never had chili, I don't think, in a barbecue restaurant. Have you?
No.
Danny Edwards has a Southwestern version of chili seasonally. And it's on the menu right now.
This is a totally different call. maybe the right way to end the show. Karen and Leewood, you have a question for our critics?
Yes, and I am so sorry. It doesn't have to do with soul food.
Well, it depends what kind of soul you're talking about, but yes.
I'm new to the area, and I am looking for a good bagel.
Yeah. That is tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is really tough.
I moved here from New York,
and
I am just lost.
Yeah.
My daughter just moved here to be with me here in Kansas City from Brooklyn in September, and oh my gosh, we can't find bagels anywhere.
Yeah,
you can find them, you just can't find New York bagels.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to find anything that is a New York bagel. If you're looking for a bagel with lox and cream cheese and don't mind a kind of bar-y, dirty setting on Sundays, you can get that at the Record Bar in Westport for their brunch.
You might try Marv's. I haven't had their baked goods.
Haven't either.
Marv's is in Park Place.
At 100.
And they're a deli style.
Okay.
Kosher style.
And the closest, I kind of hate to admit this.
You used to live in Brooklyn, so you should
I mean, I have lots of great recommendations for Brooklyn. The closest thing I could think to a New York bagel, honestly, is probably going to be Einstein's.
Really?
In Kansas City? Yeah. That you find in Kansas City?
I've actually tried them, and I'm sorry.
I'm not saying they're anything like New York bagels.
It's
I'm just saying it's the closest.
Well, here's my advice to you.
Uh-huh.
Now that you're an official Midwesterner, you don't eat bagels anymore. You just go for the donuts.
Well, you know what? I will tell you something. Now that you're an official Midwesterner, you are not going to walk as much as you did in New York, so you should quit bagels. I learned that the hard way. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I've so enjoyed your show.
Sorry we couldn't help you.
Yeah.
That's a perennial question, and we just gave the perennial answer. Real quickly, Ben, you have a question or a comment?
I just had a comment. I had lunch a couple of days ago in Max Burger, a very tiny restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's restaurant fast food, about grilled chicken. Oh. It was awesome.
Who would have known?
I'm
all right. This has been a soulful occasion for us. I want to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Gloria Gale, and Mary Block. Remember, you can find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcor.org/Central Standard Friday. And archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Kim Noble, whose birthday is Monday. Happy birthday, Kim. You look as beautiful now as you did 20 years ago when you were 13. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your food, Kansas City. Yeah.